say.
You're listening to On Point with Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650.
When I go to sleep.
Teddy, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Perry?
Teddy, remind me of the story. Why does everybody call you Teddy, yet your name is Mark Rogers?
Well, it's an English thing, really, and I don't think it'll relate. People here will relate too well to it, but it's sort of the Bob Barker of English game shows is a guy named Ted Rogers.
Oh, okay.
So literally day one of training with my team, my club, Wycombe Wanderers, I was labeled Teddy. And he had a show called 3-2-1, which is a game show that basically the top prize was always a vacuum cleaner. And his right-hand man was a garbage can named Dusty Bin. So that's the level of...
There it is. There's only one Teddy Rogers in our building, so
To be fair, the first time we ever talked about having you on the show, this was months back, and they said, oh, Ted Rogers is going to be on the show. And we're obviously a Rogers company here, Sportsnet 650. Ted Rogers is the founder of our company, so I was a little shocked.
You're thinking to yourself, like, gosh, he's a soccer expert? He's going to talk white caps?
And he's no longer with us as well, but the fact of the matter is, now I know.
What did you make of, you can only dissect and draw away from a 90-minute game so much, but was that better than you anticipated from what the Whitecaps delivered last weekend, or did it kind of think, all right, that's a good step for a team that hasn't played much together and there's bigger and better things ahead?
Solid start, you know, considering all the new signings coming to the team, and, you know, they're obviously looking to address sort of the passage of play in their game, trying to be a little bit better when in possession of the ball. And I thought that they did that. I thought there were certain areas of the game that they really exposed Montreal in. I know we'll probably talk about the young man, but I thought Davies was absolutely outstanding in the game. And some of the new signings also produced.
Well, you mentioned Davies, and, you know, first glance, first game of the year, does he look any different to you physically? Because he is 17 years old. We forget that he's still growing. He's still adding muscle. Does he look any different to you?
Possibly just another step closer to becoming, you know, fully mature. But, you know, those same physical attributes that we know Alfonso has were on display. He's so good with the ball at his feet. He's great at running at defenders and using his technique, but also his athletic prowess. He was a real handful for Petrasso, another Canadian, sort of making his MLS debut. And I think that for a young player to have such a strong start to the season, I think you'll see him sort of carry on from there, because with young players, confidence is such a huge part of their game. And he went through probably his first crisis of confidence probably ever as an athlete. And unlike so many of us, he did it on the big stage. You know, most athletes will have done that on a youth playing field, but he's doing it at BC Place Stadium. And he came through that, and you can see his off season has been productive. He's gone away, worked on his game, and he started the season ever so well. So that's exciting for Whitecaps fans.
So often we hear the Whitecaps over the last 2 years, when dealing with Alfonso Davies, the term careful, protect. How would you use him this year? At some point, you have to get rid of those labels, don't you? And I wonder if you think it should be now, or how would you deploy the young man this year through the season?
Yeah, it's not an exact science. They'll look to build on what he did last year. They'll look at his total minutes from last season and look to take another step forward. So I'm sure you'll see him participating more often. But Carl Robinson's job as manager is to get guys out on the pitch that can produce. And I know he'll be challenging Alfonso to improve on his statistics from last season. He's already started well. He's got his first goal of the season in game number one. And I think he'll be asking Alfonso to do more from an assists and goal standpoint than he did last season. So to answer your question, Perry, I think he'll take that next step. I don't think you'll see him play every week, but I think that they'll ask more of him. He is still 17, and they won't want to overdo it, but certainly you'll see him play more often.
So Kai Kamara and Alfonso Davies were impressive in their season mm-hmm. debuts. If we look at kind of the other spectrum and say, okay, try to poke some holes through this team, look at the negative a little bit. Defensively, they weren't all that sharp. What did you think of the back four? I know Waston and Mon were the new partnership there now that Tim Harker has left for New York. What was your assessment of that defensive unit as a whole?
I actually didn't think they did that bad, considering they haven't played much together. Mond got caught ball watching on the goal against, and he kind of made up for that not long after by covering in behind Waston with an excellently timed tackle when the game was at 2-1. There was holes, and those you hope will be ironed out the more they play together. It does take time to develop that partnership, and it's especially glaring considering the fact that Parker and Waston had such a strong partnership last season, and I think that's a big reason why Waston in particular had such a good season. I thought Parker's attributes, his speed, his positioning, really are great to enhance what Waston's really good at. He's good at winning first balls. He's excellent at defending crosses and attacking crosses on set pieces. So it'll take some adjustment. Mond has some good characteristics. He's quick. Positioning maybe needs a little tidying up, but I think you'll see improvement over time. I don't think it was as bad as people are outlying. They only did concede one goal and were fairly solid throughout the game, but they will have tougher tests than what they did in the first game.
We're joined by Mark Rogers, talking Whitecaps soccer here on Point. Perry Solkowski, Randeep Janda. Mark, we have had plenty of conversations at length about Canadian Russell Tybert, who started the first ever MLS game, started this, the seventh season here, in a role where, you know what, the formation Carl had with just, okay, Russ, use your engine, get all over the place. He is never going to be a guy pushing forward, and that's just not in his game, and he's working on it. Some are surprised that he re-signed here, because I think there might have been offers elsewhere for him, but you didn't know whether he would be a regular in MLS. And who knows if he will be. But did you see, yet again, improvements on Russ's game and his performance on Sunday?
Yeah, he was getting on the ball with frequency. I think Montreal, they didn't really put a lot of pressure on him, which suited Russ. But he did get the ball playing forward. And I think one of the big criticisms when he has played in that holding role is he's overly safe. There are opportunities that he turns down to get the ball playing through the lines. Instead, he plays sideways and backwards. I thought he did much better with that. His possession was it was sharp, and it got the team going forward. I think it also helped the fact that Juarez, another Whitecap signing, really was keen to release and link up off that first pass forward. So whoever he played it through to, whether it was Reyna in the number 10 role, Juarez was there to go and support that pass. A good solid start again for Russ, and I know he'll want to build on it. You know, the amount of appearances he's had per season over the last number of years, he's got to, at this stage of his career, kick on from that and really push himself to get into that sort of 25-30 games minimum a season. Because over the last few seasons, that bit part role certainly will be, it's got to frustrate him if he has ambitions to really kick his career going forward.
Looking ahead to this weekend, the Whitecaps have Houston Dynamo. This is a team that's been a bit of an afterthought in the last couple of years in the league, but they do have some quality players. DeMarcus Beasley, we know, Philippe Senderos, the former Swiss international, and Boniek Garcia, who's an Honduran international. They started off the season by beating Atlanta United, a very good team last year, 4-0. What are your thoughts on this team? Is that kind of a sign of things to come, or is just that opening week kind of great performance from them?
Well, I tell you, I watched that game, and they absolutely torched Atlanta. I mean, I'm not kidding. It could have been 8 or 9-0. It was 4-0 at halftime, and Brad Guzan made at least 3 one-on-one saves. Manotas is another player that I want to highlight. He got in behind the Atlanta back four at will. And so does Elise, another player that Whitecaps fans will recognize, the Honduran international. Is a real handful, is very athletic, and they look to get bodies forward in this game. So the Whitecaps are really going to have to be on their game. They've showed little signs of success in going down to Texas, where over their history, they found that a really difficult place to go. They'll be happy that they're making a trip to Houston now, as opposed to in August or in the summer months where it can be scorching hot. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see if that was a blip from Houston, because it was that was the big surprise result from week one against Atlanta, or if this is a new look to what Houston want to put on display this year. But for sure, the Whitecaps are going to have to be on their game defensively because Houston chucked a lot of bodies forward in that game.
You can break down week one of MLS play, but the biggest soccer game in Canada, wasn't it midweek in Toronto, and the fact that TFC beat Tigres and has an actual shot at knocking them out?
It's a good team. Again, there's another familiar team to Whitecaps fans. You know, Gignac and some of the players they have in that side are really top players. It's good, you know, they had to get the job done at home in the first leg, because as you know, going down to Mexico is a whole different kettle, and they're going to go down to the University of Ontario, and it is going to be an violent, aggressive, over the top atmosphere that some of the players in the Toronto FC team will have been used to, like the Giovinco's, Altidore. They'll have seen those type of atmospheres, but not all of them. And it'll be a real experience to see how they handle that. But one thing's for sure, Tigres are going to chuck bodies forward. They have to now. It'll be a real challenge to TFC. If they can go through against really what is one of the top teams in Mexican football, what a confidence builder for them going through into that to the rest of the competition. But they're certainly not through yet. And that's going to be one heck of a challenge down in Mexico.
Teddy, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right. There's Mark Teddy Rogers, former Canadian international, giving us his take on MLS as the Whitecaps get set to play in Houston.
Sportsnet 650.